Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 22nd of August 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you are unfamiliar with SDF, you can direct your web browser to sdf.org to find out more about it. You can get yourself a free account and do all kinds of cool Unix-y stuff for free. And even more Unix-y stuff with modest payments. I will pause now to allow you to disconnect for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect if you don't want to hang around for the net. I am AB9FJ, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu on Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E7KI, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs, is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week's question is, have you ever operated a beacon station, typically on HF or maybe on VHF or UHF? So a beacon station, and I'm going to include whisper beacons in this. So if you've ever dabbled in this kind of activity, that's what we're talking about today. And, of course, other topics are perfectly acceptable. So if you've got something on your mind, let us know. Let me reset the timer. Because we have another conference joining us this week, I'm going to give a little bit of background. In fact, I'm going to rewind all the way to the beginning for the benefit of those people who are joining us now from the VE3MMX repeater conference. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's an anime thing. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. Get yourself a free account and have lots of fun on there. Right, so the way we do this, because I'm using the Windows PC Echolink app, I have on my screen here the call signs of stations that are already connected to this conference. I see KC3LYZ, KD9NDJ, PY2BIL, AB3KC, BK6BQQ, and the aforementioned BE3MMX repeater conference. So, Those individual call signs that I mentioned, you're already on my list for a check-in. So this message is for those who are on the VE3MMX repeater. I will drag my feet when calling for check-ins so that you guys have plenty of time to overcome the latency of hopping from one conference to another. So, this is the point where I say if you would like to join us and check in to our weekly net here, please come now with your call sign.
November 3, Alpha, Papa, Papa.
Okay, I neglected to mention that I can take several call signs in a row. They don't have to be one at a time. But I copied November 3, Alpha, Papa, Papa. Are there any other stations that would like to be added to my list? Please call now. Okay, I think we'll go with what we've got for now. We can always have more check-ins later. So let's start with that last one there. Last in, first out. November 3, Alpha, Papa, Papa. We'd like to know your handle, your QTH, and if you have an SDF login, we'd like to know what your username is. And by the way, I don't know if I mentioned it for those people on the repeater there, that I am Wayne, located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH.
Okay, Wayne, very good. Yeah, I'm part of the V3 MMS network with my repeater and 3APP/R, so I'm EchoLink as well. My name is Lee, Lima Echo Echo, and me and my repeater are located in Erie, Pennsylvania. I think I covered it all. Back to net control.
Yes, that's good. Thank you for checking in, Lee. And I think I neglected to mention that we have a topic every week. And the topic this week is beacon stations. The question is, have you ever operated a beacon station on HF, VHF, or UHF? Perhaps you've operated a whisper beacon. So let me pass it back to you to see if you have any reply to that.
No, but I've never run a beacon station on any band.
Okay, good enough. So I'll start going down my list here. First is VK6DQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6DQQ. Well, I'll have to answer no. I thought about putting on a beacon station, but here in Western Australia, we've got a half a dozen different beacons, and they're on VHF, UHF, and HF. So it gives you a good idea of what the propagation is, particularly on HF. So, but I've never run one myself.
Okay, that's fine. I think I was prompted to make this the question of the week because I read something like a review or something in QST recently about a kit or maybe it's an assembled. Anyway, it's a beacon transmitter, and it was kind of tempting. And anyway, next on my list here is PY2BIL.
AB9FJ, this is PY2BIL. Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. So regarding question of the week, not actually run a beacon as they're usually known, but I do have my packet node up and running, and that packet node sends out a beacon every couple of minutes. So I guess it's a yes then, right? I'm running a beacon, a packet radio beacon here in São Paulo for a few years now. So I guess that's all. It's been a while since I haven't joined. I was traveling on business, was in North Carolina for a week. So otherwise, everything is okay down here. So back to you, Net Control, AB9FJ from PY2BIL.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'd say that the packet node counts as a beacon. And yes, welcome back. It's good to hear from you again, Guillermo. Next on my list here is AB3KC.
Hello. Happy Monday to the net. This is AB3KC Collins. I'm located in Virginia, and on the SDF system, my username is Dirty Rig. Good to hear you all. And let's see, beacons. I've done some packet work as well. I don't currently have a packet station up. And I get into beacons a little bit every time I start playing around with Morse code. And I always quickly learn or remember that there's one probably 6 miles from my house on 10 meters. It's always the first one I hear. And by the time I figure out which one it is, I remember, oh yeah, that thing's 6 miles away. So I really like 10-meter beacons. There's a lot of them out there. And something I come across a lot as I'm learning Morse code and practicing Morse code, which I've been kind of out of practice lately. But it's a lot of fun nonetheless. What else going on here? Well, we had a ham fest a couple weeks ago. That was fun. Cooler weather today, and hoping for a good week ahead. So hope everybody has a great week. Good to hear you all, and I look forward to the rest of the net. AB9FJ in the net from AB3KC.
Okay, thank you, Collins. And yeah, listening to beacons on 10 meters, you know, if you're looking for a band opening to do some crazy DS, That's a good way to get started there, I think. Next on my list here, KD9NDJ.
AB9FJ and the net. This is KD9NDJ. I'm Ken, and I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. That's EN50WH. My SDF username is now KDB. As for beacons, I really rely a lot on the APRS packet system. I send out beacons. I was sending out beacons on bike rides until I got a bike computer that did it for me. It doesn't do APRS, it does a different thing, but it does what I wanted to do, which was map my rides. And the beacons have come in pretty handy, APRS. Now, I'm talking about using beacons on a phone, but also I have done some beacons on JS8 call, which has a heartbeat feature, and I do that on HF. And my favorite HF, my rig is sort of set up for 40 meters, so it gives me an idea on JS8 call via the heartbeat feature, which is sort of a beacon. It is a beacon. What the propagation is like. And that makes me think I'd really like to get into Whisper. And I was just reading in the QST about that. So anyway, that's my beacon story. I'm sure I'm leaving out some, but yeah, go beacon go. This is KD9NDJ, back to nut.
Ah, yes, and that reminds me that my previous vehicle, I had a Kenwood PMD4, I may not be remembering the model number right. I think it's a TMD400. It was the dual band with APRS built in. And I had that set up to beacon my position based on a GPS receiver. And I know that I used to, like when I was going to visit my relatives down on the St. Louis area, you know, as I was departing, I would say, hey, you can go to this website, APRS.fi. And you can see where I'm at, you know, with the progress I'm making. So they actually thought that was pretty cool. So, but the new car, I haven't put a ham radio in it yet. I just have been procrastinating the setup on that. Maybe one of these days I'll get around to that. Next on my list here is KC3LYZ.
Bob in Philadelphia, SDF username Robert R. Just got back from a nice stay in New York City where for a few days checked out a bunch of different repeaters and some that weren't in the repeater book directory. But no, I haven't done any work with beacons yet. Wouldn't mind getting into Whisper one of these days. Sounds like a pretty interesting setup. Back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Robert. So I think I've come to the end of my list, and I'm ready to go back and start over. Let's begin by going back to the, what was that call sign again here, VE3MMX conference, and see if there are any new stations there who want to check in to the net. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's the Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress, the free public access Unix system. So I will stand by for call signs coming from VE3MMX repeater and connected conferences.
VE3MMX, I'll give you a check-in.
Okay, I got VE3MMX, so go ahead, you have the floor.
Good evening, everybody. Yeah, we're kind of new to this here. We just, Reg told us a bit about it, so we put the system on. And as far as running a beacon, I've never run a beacon, but I'll tell you, we put the 10-meter repeater on the air here, and it's kind of turning into one. We get a lot of kerchunks when the band is up, and I think people are wanting to see if it's there. So that's sort of a bit of a beacon for them, I guess, to see if the band is open. They get accustomed to a courtesy tone and so on. But that would be as close as I've ever come to a beacon. So I guess we're halfway there. Back to net control. This is VE3MMX in Shedden, Ontario, Canada. Name is Mike.
Okay, thank you, Mike. I was just about to ask you to give us your handle and your QTH, but you picked it up before I could had to do that. So anyway, once again, I'm at the bottom of the list, and I'm ready to take rechecks if anyone would like to add something to what they have said before.
AB9FJ, VK6BQQ, the system that Mike brings in, his network, he's got 6 meters and 10 meters on there. And I think it was somebody there in Virginia that likes to play on 10 meters, so he might give it a shot. If Michael can come back, give him the frequencies of what he's got there in Shedden, why that might be of interest to our correspondent over there in Virginia. QSL?
Are you thinking in terms of inviting someone on 10 meters to try to join us via Mike's repeater? We can give that a try. We don't seem to be having a lot of traffic here today. So let's see, Mike. I don't know, how would you do this? Would you say something on your repeater to invite someone on 10 meters to join us? Or 6 meters, for that matter?
You could on DMR as well, because the repeater is currently live on the air on DMR. We have a quad-band repeater, 2-meter, 440, 6-meter, and 10-meter. And every repeater has 2 receiver sites. So we have 2 for 10 meters, we have 2 receiver sites for 6, 440, and 2 meter. 29.64 is our 10 meter standard offset, and 53.41 is our 6 meter standard offset as well. If anybody is playing around a little bit when the bands are up, you just might get in. We have quite a bit of traffic on both the machines when the bands open up and have a lot of fun with it. So we do talk to Nelson in Levy's down in Virginia a lot when he comes in. He booms in here. But anyway, just thought I'd mention that, and if anybody wants to play a little bit. Like I said before, it is sort of a beacon. Get a lot of people for chunking when the bands are up. Back to net control, VE3MMX.
Okay, thank you, Mike. So I'll take a pause here to see if anybody would like to join us. Particularly through your repeater there. So this is AB9FJ awaiting call signs for potential check-ins.
Wayne, who was our connection over in Virginia? Was that AB3KC Collins?
Collins is indeed in Virginia, but is that who you're thinking of, perhaps?
Yeah, QSL. He had showed intentions of 10 meters and playing with it, so... I was just wondering if he wanted to give it a try.
Well, there you go. Collins, what do you think?
All right. AB3KC here. Yeah, thank you. That's a good bring up, Reg. I've written down the frequency, 29.64, and next time 10 opens up, I'm gonna check it out and see if I can make it happen. I don't have that. I can't get to that my 10 meter rig right now, but that's cool. And I'm also actually looking up the E3MMX's call sign to see if I can find any more information about his repeater system up there. So appreciate it. I can't try it right now, but it'll be on my to-do list. So now I have something to go and play with, make some connections. 73. Appreciate it. AB9FJ, AB3KC.
Okay, fine business there. Now, I'm pretty rusty about 10 meters, but I'm thinking that this is 10 meter FM, right? And 2964 is the output frequency, and the input frequency would be offset by what? 50 kilohertz? Well, what would it be? 29.69? I don't know. Mike or Reg? Correct me.
Yeah, the input to the repeater is 29.54. The repeater output 29.64, and it's a minus offset. 29.540 is the input.
Okay, and that is indeed FM, not single sideband, correct?
It's correct. Everything above 29.5 is FM. And lots of repeater activity lately. The bands have really been opening up, so we've been having a ball with it. It's been great.
Okay, thanks, and good luck, Collins, working the MMX repeater the next time 10 meters is open. It doesn't have to be during our net. It could be any time, I guess. So I'm back to asking if there are any rechecks or additional comments.
I see on the screen you've got Robert in from the east side of the Big Island here, VK2DY. Robert, drop in and say good day.
I'm not transmitting. Good morning, Reg, VK6BQQ, VK2DY, today. I couldn't connect up with Direct Echo Link, but my All-Star link hooks up. That's how I'm hooked up here. So I'm not sure whether it's just my Echo Link picking up or whether it's the site itself. Anyway, it's about 16 degrees, headed for a high of 22. Sun is shining, sky is blue. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Going to go out and do something outdoors. Not sure if the net's going on, but if there is, what's the question? VK2DY.
Hi there, Robert. The question this week is, have you ever operated a beacon station, like HF, DHF, UHF, maybe packet? So that's the question, beacon.
Trying to remember back whether I probably have operated a packet station out of my house long, long time ago. If that's a beacon, then I probably have, but it's been a long time, so I really don't have much experience with that. But back when packet was a thing, I used to do a lot with it. VK2DY.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us this week. Good to hear from you again. And I'm ready to take additional check-ins or rechecks. Anyone who would like to say something, come forward now.
KG9NZJ, I'll take a recheck.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
I was fooling around for a while there with trying to do APRS actually on 2 meters. I had a lot of trouble getting that to work. I have a radio, a handheld dedicated to it, but I've had a lot of trouble getting connections to that particular system. Might be antenna problems. And also, all while my portable rig, my 4100 Icon, does APRS great, don't take that into the car too often, and I more often take an Anytone radio, and that allegedly does APRS, but has a real hard time. I mean, it's very complex, and haven't gotten that successfully working either. So I've got some beacon challenges that I would like to work out. I very much enjoy and I like the idea of it. Anyway, back to the net. That's all I got on beacons. KD9NDJ.
Okay, well, we can talk about that sometime. The local digipeter is, I'm thinking it's about 15 miles away from you. So perhaps the low power of the Anytone is just not enough, whereas the 4200, 4200, 4200, whatever, has plenty of power to spare. Maybe that's the explanation for that. But like I said, we can talk about that sometime. Let's see. Let me pass it back to Ken real quick, see if he has something to add.
I don't. I wanted to say that my while my experience with HF and the digital mode has been excellent, I haven't really had much success. So yeah, it'd be great to talk about that in the future. Wayne, you and I have the opportunity to meet face to face and talk about it. So that's what we should do. It's a great thing to do, beacons, I think.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to our next meeting there. So, anyone else have any comments or additional things to add to our net today? Okay, I'll make this final call before we wrap up the net. Final call for check-ins or rechecks. Okay, fair enough. So, I probably should mention that we're always looking for additional net control volunteers. So if you think you would like to give it a try, contact me, jwh@sdf.org, or you can reach me at ab9fj@arrl.net. The other thing is that if you're not already aware of it, we have a mailing list that you can subscribe to. It's a very low traffic mailing list, maybe one or two messages per week. And if you miss a particular net, we post a summary of, like, who checked into the net and what the topic was and so on, so that you can at least keep up with, at least a summary of what we're doing on the net here. Is there anything else? Well, you can always get on SDF and get into COM. Look for us in a non-radio or in any other likely room that has people in it. So, where's my script here? This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, 0033 Zulu. I think we may still have an SDF DMR talk group, number 31650. So if you've got DMR, you can connect there and see if any SDFers are on there. I have the impression that it's not been very active lately. So we're going to work on maybe trying to beef that up and get more activity there. But anyway, that's it for this week. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.